This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Don't forget my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, is exactly what we need. You know, we've got to use the philosophy of Dr. Martin Luther King. All over the internet now, I see people preaching civil disobedience. I'm the first guy in the country, the first major conservative talk shows to use those words, that we've got to practice civil disobedience. Dr. Martin Luther King's philosophy of civil disobedience. We got to strike, we got to boycott, we got to protest. We got to intimidate. We've got to use civil disobedience, every tool at our disposal. I still want no violence. I'm still hoping for no violence, but not really believing that's the way it's going to break down. You know, I'm hoping for no civil war, but that's not the way I believe it's going to break down. I believe in the next year or two there will be a civil war in this country. I believe in the next year or two there will be a revolution in this country. I'm not rooting for them. I'm rooting against them. I don't want it to happen. I want America to remain America and together, not divided. I want it to be peaceful. I don't want violence. But it's become increasingly clear that we cannot avoid it if liberals hate us and want to destroy us and bankrupt us and in many cases kill us. Then you're going to have to fight back somehow, some way. I'm hoping we can fight back without violence. I'm hoping civil disobedience does the trick. But as an example, Dave, who listens to my show all the time, sends me emails all the time. Dave in Pennsylvania, he says, thieves steal $20,000 worth of items from Ultra Beauty Store in this certain township in Pennsylvania. And he says, he sent me that headline. He says, Wayne, they filled their bags up with everything they could find in the store and just walked right out. And that happened 20 miles from where I live. Now, he lives in the country in Pennsylvania. He must not understand, Dave, you must not understand that in the big cities this has been going on for months now, and it's just no big deal. It's not shocking. I know it's shocking to you, to normal folk who don't steal, who don't say that because America's a racist nation, I'm black, I'm allowed to go steal some new TV sets. I'm sorry, but that doesn't work. Because I'm black and a policeman just shot a black guy, I need some new sneakers for free. I'm sorry, but that's not right. That doesn't work in America. You don't get free sneakers because a black guy got shot by police. You don't get to steal TV sets because you feel like black people are being persecuted. I'm sorry. As a conservative, white, straight male, I feel persecuted, but I've never walked in a store and stole anything because of it. I don't know how to do that. It's not in my DNA. I don't know anybody who's a patriot who voted for Trump that would know how to steal from a store to walk out without paying, let alone $20,000 worth of items. But it's happening in all the big cities in America nonstop. Nonstop. And this is what Democrats have wrought. This is what they brought us. This is what you get with the Democrat Party. The country's falling apart. The big cities that are deep blue are falling apart. The states that are deep blue Democrat are falling apart. It's a tragedy. In Chicago, you got a black-on-black genocide. Chicago worries about all the wrong things. Worries about jabbing the police officers. Maybe you should worry about the criminals killing each other and innocent people all over the streets of Chicago every night, every weekend. Every weekend, it's the same headlines. 50 shot, 60 shot, 70 shot. And pretty much everyone shot is black. And pretty much everyone who shoots them is black. What do you say about that? What do you think about that? Black Lives Matter doesn't care. Antifa doesn't care. The Democrat Party doesn't care. Obama never cared. Biden doesn't care. Interesting. Blacks are killing each other. Record levels, nobody cares. Especially Black Lives Matter doesn't care. God forbid one black gets shot by one white policeman, oh, the whole country should burn. But when 50 blacks get shot every weekend by other black people, huh, who cares? Isn't that amazing? That attitude's amazing to me. You know, look, I'm white and Jewish. If 50 white Jewish people were shot one time in one weekend, I would consider that, you know, one of the great crises of all time and one of the biggest news stories in America and one of the most horrible things that ever happened in America. How do blacks accept the fact that 50, 60, 70 blacks shoot and kill 50, 60, 70 blacks every weekend in one city? And you do realize I've never seen the numbers in Detroit or Memphis or Cleveland or Newark or Baltimore, any of them, right? But those are all majority black cities filled with black-on-black genocide, black-on-black murder, black-on-black crime. Every day it's happening in all those cities. But the only ones the media seems to keep track of is Chicago, so I quote you those numbers. But the amount of murders in Cleveland and Memphis and Newark and Camden and Baltimore and Detroit, trust me, just nearly as high as anything going on in Chicago. All setting all-time records. And Las Vegas is nothing to brag about either, where I live. Lots and lots and lots of crime. Lots of helicopters at night can be heard circling, and then you know they're looking for a robbery suspect or a violent robbery suspect, a break-in, someone who broke in a house and put a gun to someone's head. I don't need to say I told you so again for, what, the fifth time in the show? But I told you yesterday, Chris Christie with his big mouth. Big mouth, fat body, bad combination. What do you do when you have Chris Christie on the right and you have Stacey Abrams on the left? There's no room in the middle. There's no middle in America anymore. That's why. Stacey Abrams taking up the whole left. Chris Christie's taking up the whole right. There is no middle anymore. So Chris Christie was bragging in several speeches lately and in several interviews for his new book that he thinks he's the Republican Party, not Trump. And so I told you yesterday, Chris Christie's a fool and delusional, and no one's following Chris Christie. Nobody gives a damn what he thinks or says. He's not the Republican Party. No one cares what you think, Chris. And sure enough, he sold 2,000 books. 2,000 books. Donald Trump has sold 100,000 copies of his book, and it just came out. 100,000 copies of his book called Our Journey Together. His publisher announced today. Trump continues to break records. The books are literally flying off the shelves. We can't keep up with the demand, says Sergio Gore, president of Winning Team Publishing. Thousands are writing to us asking when we'll have more books available. Trump's more than 100,000 copies sold is 50 times more than the 2,000 copies former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sold of his latest book. And by the way, Trump's book is selling at $74.99 for a hardcover and $229.99 for a signed copy. While Christie's is retailing in the mid-20s per copy. So the feat is even more impressive. Wow. That's amazing. So Chris Christie has sold 2,500 books. Trump sold 2,500 in 5 minutes. $100,000 in just under 10 days. So that's the story. Let's do a little quick math here on my calculator. I want to see what happens when you multiply 100,000 books times, what do we say, $79? The book is selling for $74.99. $74.99 equals $7.5 million. So, you know, look, I wrote the book Trump Rules. And again, I don't mean to say I told you so, but again, I'm right. Trump Rules. Trump has rules. I put them in the book. And Trump rules, as in Trump rules over America. Trump rules over the world. The guy is amazing. He's truly amazing. He just made himself several billion dollars with his new social media company that he took public. And now he makes himself $7 million in 10 days with his new book. Amazing. Amazing. And Chris Christie is sitting there with 2,000 copies sold, and he charges $20 a book, so you do the math. We're at $40,000. Yeah. It's okay. Chris Christie will drown his sorrow with a cow. He doesn't go and ask for a steak. He asks for a whole cow. confirmed Joe Biden again. I don't mean to say I told you so, but the reason I was fired from Newsmax TV was the owner of Newsmax was angry at me, among other things. There were several reasons, but one of them was that I criticized George Soros, can you imagine? And the second one was that I was way too critical of and disrespectful to Joe Biden because I kept saying he's brain dead with dementia. I said that in 2019 and 20, and the owner of Newsmax said, "What? You can't say that. You have no right to say that. Joe Biden doesn't have dementia." Actually, it just got confirmed. He does have dementia. Hunter Biden's therapist and confidant, Dr. Keith Ablow, repeatedly made allusions to Joe Biden struggling with dementia, according to materials on Hunter's laptop. Reported in a new book called The Laptop from Hell, a new book by New York Post columnist Miranda Devine. Ablow, this is the psychologist and therapist, Dr. Keith Ablow, was close to Hunter and served as his one-time landlord. And in February of 19, Ablow and Hunter discussed hosting a podcast together, with Hunter texting, "Dad is our first guest." And Ablow responded, "Does he recall details, though, with the dementia?" So here, Newsmax didn't like the fact that I was referring to Biden as having dementia. And it turns out Wayne Root was right, and the owner of Newsmax did wrong. Joe Biden had dementia when Wayne Root said he had dementia. And now you got a president of the United States with dementia who's a walking train wreck, who's clearly run and controlled by Obama, George Soros, and the Chinese Communist Party. You should fly your American flags upside down from now on, because America is in distress, and America is being held hostage, and it's a communist takeover of the United States. When we get back, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez compares Republicans to the KKK. Crazy, angry witch with a B. A communist witch with a B flying in on a broomstick. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when we get back. Way down the route.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I told you I'd find that article. I knew that in the first, just in the first few days after they started giving the Pfizer vaccine, 1,200 people died from the vaccine and Pfizer covered it up. But I read that to you earlier in the show, but I knew that there was another article that talked about how many adverse reactions. It's 42,000 people had adverse reactions, some of them medically crippling, and they covered that up along with 1,200 deaths. You have all been taking a vaccine that was killing and crippling people from the first minute, and they covered it up. They tried to keep it away from you for 55 years. 2070-something, they wanted to release the information. But a judge ruled you got to release it now. And now we're finding out about this. This isn't Wayne Root making stuff up. This is directly from Pfizer's research. 1,200 dead, 42,000 adverse reactions from the vaccine. In just a matter of weeks. Can you imagine what the number is now? I mean, you can go to VAERS, but that number is so low. That's the big scam about the VAERS system that Harvard did research 2 years ago, long before they knew about all this. And they said the VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is way behind. Harvard said it's a fraction of the real number. You have to multiply times 100 because only 1% ever actually report the truth. So multiply by 100. And so what do you get when you multiply almost 20,000 dead by 100? You get about 2 million dead. I don't know if that's true. You know, in this case, maybe it's so high profile that more people are reporting, so maybe you only have to multiply times 10. And I think it's very realistic to assume about 200,000 have died from the vaccine. In the history of vaccines, we've always stopped vaccine programs if like 30 people died. Can you imagine if now 200,000 have died or more, maybe a lot more, and they haven't even thought to stop the program? And how many adverse effects reported? It's over 750,000 now, but the reality is it's obviously much higher. I'm certainly think you can multiply times 10, not 100. So there's probably 7.5 million who have been adversely affected. And some of them just had real bad allergic attacks when they first got it. But a lot of those 7 million have a problem for life and are never going to be the same. And the real important thing for me is I always predicted that if this thing went bad, then you might find out that the deaths are much worse 3 years and 2 years and 1 year into it than they are in the beginning. So what if that's a small number compared to how many are going to get sick from the vaccine long term? The point is, I don't know and you don't know. The point is there was no control group ever. In the history of vaccines, this is the first time they ever did a vaccine. They ever rushed it like this, and they ever did it without a control group. There was no control group. And that's why, in my opinion, they want us all to be vaccinated. Because if everyone's vaccinated, there's no control group. You can never prove that all the deaths are being caused by the vaccine if everybody's vaccinated. All the proof is gone. But if you have a room of 100 people, and all 100 are vaccinated, and people are getting sick, you don't know if it's the vaccine. But if you have a room of 50 vaccinated to 50 unvaccinated, and among the 50 unvaccinated, there's no illness, and among the 50 vaccinated, everybody's sick, then you have a control group, and you know. They did not do a control group with the COVID vaccine. It's hard to believe. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. And because of COVID, I think more than ever you need to buy gold and silver and precious metals. You've got to have insurance in case the economy goes under, in case the stock market goes under, in case the dollar goes under, all of which appear to be happening, in case inflation is raging. And I told you that too. I don't mean to say I told you so, but again, how many times did I say on this show how bad inflation is and how bad it's going to be? And it's permanent. It's not temporary. It's with us for a long, long period of time. It's going to wipe out the working class and the lower middle class. Just wipe them out. And it's not going to be too good to the average middle class person either. Forget lower middle class. Middle class and upper middle class. Everyone's going to get hurt by this. You've got to own gold and silver. Tangible Investments, one of the biggest companies, one of the best companies, 35 years in business, billions in sales, and they're willing to sell you gold at just 1% over the New York spot price, only for my listeners. Just say Root, and you get the best deal in the world, 800-300-8441. Call 800, toll free, 300-8441. Be sure to say Root and get gold at just 1% over the New York spot price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is unveiling his administration's COVID winter strategy. And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
Speaking at the NIH, Biden says the situation in the United States is greatly improved compared to a year ago. A second person has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Minnesota after traveling to New York City to attend the Animeme convention. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm explaining the way people within the state can keep themselves safe from the variant.
In addition to vaccination and boosters, we can slow the spread of this variant and all COVID-19 variants by using the layered prevention methods of wearing masks, staying home when sick, and getting tested when appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast, meaning my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast now 7 days a week with the all-important Weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's Top 10. Remember, Casey used to have America's Top 40 Hits. I have America's Top 10 Hits for conservatives, the biggest news stories of the week for conservatives. Christians, patriots, and deplorables, anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get my daily podcast and my weekend podcast, the best of the best? It's all available anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And then the weekend one that I do on Fridays is videotaped, so it's a video podcast. You can watch me do that podcast, and we've got it at RootForAmerica.com starting on Friday evening and over the weekend, RootForAmerica.com. We've got our guest here, Dale Saran, or Saran. We'll find out in 1 second how I should be pronouncing that. Retired Marine Corps major, attorney, representing clients in a lawsuit opposing the military's vaccine mandate. Dale, how do I pronounce your last name? Saran?
It goes either way, Wayne. Either one works, actually. My right, grandmother great. Would use it both ways, depending on whether she was mad or happy.
All right, so Dale Saran, retired Marine Corps major, hoorah, and thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you. I got paid, so it doesn't, I don't know if I would have done that all for free, so thank you,
You didn't get paid a lot for the risk you were taking, my friend. You did it for the country. Thank you. The lawsuit that you have filed claims the Department of Defense is engaged in an illegal vaccination program involving all active duty, National Guard, and reserve members of an all-volunteer force. So I gather your argument is that these people are volunteers, and therefore you have no right to hound them, harass them, and persecute them. They should not be forced to do something they don't want to do when they were kind enough to volunteer to protect our country.
That's certainly the moral argument, behind it, Wayne. There's a good legal and statutory argument there as well, which is that there's a specific congressional statute that says you can't force the troops to take an unlicensed vaccine. That's been litigated. And I did some of the work on the anthrax vaccine litigation that led to Doe v. Rumsfeld. And so this isn't a new subject for me. I'm doing this for 22 years.
So for 22 years, you've been fighting vaccines that are given to the military that are making people sick. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was a defense attorney, a military criminal defense attorney in 1999, and some of my first cases on the island of Okinawa, Japan, were the anthrax vaccine refusal cases. So I litigated that. One of my clients testified before Congress. I mean, this is not a new issue for me.
And is it a fact? See, I guess I'm young enough that I don't even remember the anthrax story. Did that really cause damage? Did that hurt or kill members of the military? Like this one really is, if you look at the VAERS vaccine adverse effects report, it really has killed thousands of Americans. It really has injured and badly injured many hundreds of thousands. Was the anthrax kind of dangerous and deadly as well?
Yeah, in fact, the anthrax vaccine was the original. This all goes back to the Gulf War. This is not a new thing. DOD and FDA have kind of got in bed together, and that's what led to Gulf War illness. And there were a huge bunch of hearings through the mid-90s. I was on active duty for all of that, so it's not ancient history for me. I was there for all of it. And so it happened. Like, I watched it unfold. And so eventually that led to the passing of a statute where Congress said, hey, no more. The DOD is not going to be allowed to give unlicensed biologic products to the troops. And that ultimately got argued in federal district court, in the D.C. district court.
And what was the resolution? Was the argument won that you can't give?
Yeah, one.
So what would make them think?
A permanent injunction.
So what would make them think now that they can just stuff this down military's throats?
So you're going to love this, Wayne. So what happened was the final, that was like a three-part litigation, Doe v. Rumsfeld, it went on. There was originally injunction in 2003. The government appealed. They lost in 2004. And eventually it went up in 2005. And at the last minute, the government came into court, the FDA and DOD, and both argued that, wait, there was this new statute called the Project BioShield statute. That had been passed in 2004. It's what you and I now know as the EUA statute. And the DOD and FDA came in and said, hey, how about you modify the injunction and allow us to give it voluntarily? That's the first ever EUA vaccine with the anthrax vaccine. So it's the direct legal precedent that now, 15 years later, the DOD is taking the position now. We can force you to take it when 15 years ago they said they couldn't force you to take it. And then that's part of our legal argument.
And it's not a licensed vaccine, and it can't be mandated. I've argued for months it's an emergency use only experimental vaccine that was rushed to production, that never had a control group of any kind, and no one's ever seen a vaccine like this, and no one has any idea what it'll do to people. And this was my argument in January when I knew nothing about it. But now we know it's crippling and injuring and killing people. So how can you force our military to take this? You could wind up killing our military force. This is crazy. Crazy. China just marched in and take our country because the whole military's sick.
Yeah, the whole thing is fundamentally we're witnessing a crime against humanity. You know, the Nazi doctors did experimental smallpox vaccines. That was part of the crimes against humanity they were charged with at the Nuremberg Nazi doctor trials.
Joseph Mengele.
Among many others, you can find it. You can find the war trials of Dr. Carl G. Brandt. Is actually where you can find all of that in that transcript from those trials. Precedent that led to these statutes to protect.
You're obviously a smart guy. Yeah, look, you're a smart guy. You're an attorney, a former Marine Corps major. I mean, my question for you is, why would they be doing this? We're not Nazi Germany. We're not Hitler. We're not Mengele. Why are we doing this to our military or anybody else for that matter?
You're going to love this answer because it's simple. But did you see the other day that the quarterly profit reports came out from Pfizer?
Right. Isn't that funny? That I get asked this all the time in all my interviews, and I always say the same thing. I don't think it's some population conspiracy theory. I think everybody's just been bribed. That's it. They don't want to get rich. That's the only reason they're all doing this. I really do believe that. Sounds like you believe the same thing.
I can tell you that there's a book by Marcia Engel, and she's a doctor, an MD, very well-respected. She wrote a book, and I can't think of the title, but she was the head of the New England Journal of Medicine for like 20 years, the editor-in-chief. She wrote a book that basically said that detailed the takeover of the FDA by the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
You can't read that book and not come to that conclusion that, you know, and, I mean, here we are.
Right. Every FDA commissioner of the last 20 years is now heading a pharmaceutical company or on their board of directors.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a joke.
The guy who is there... Right. The guy who was there in 2017-19, Scott Gottlieb, now sits on the board of directors for Pfizer.
Right.
What a coinkydink.
Right.
And I mean, you can't ask people who serve in the military and go to war to ignore something like that and go, oh, I'm sure that has nothing to do with anything.
Right. And don't forget, the people that are supposed to oversee it all, not just the FDA, but the people who oversee the FDA, is the media, and the media makes billions off of big pharma advertising. So they're afraid that if they ever put a negative report out, all the ads will get pulled, and their news division will go bankrupt, and everyone gets laid off. So it's in everyone's interest to lie and turn a blind eye and make believe what's happening is not happening, which is a die-off. A lot of people are dropping dead of heart attacks like no one has ever seen before.
Hey, there's never been a case of a government rollout of a vaccine in this country that wasn't attended with massive accidental and blatant stupidity and caused deaths. So, for example, even the polio vaccine, everybody touts it as this great success. You can look up, there was something called, I believe it's the Cutter incident, where they accidentally, the technique they were using for this emergency vaccine never deactivated the polio virus. So they gave live polio virus. They actually gave like 250,000 kids polio. Whoops, and they killed like 9,000. You know, some number like that. Like, oh,
incredible.
Whoops. And so they had to suspend that whole thing. And the same thing happened in 76 when Gerald Ford was president. There was a swine flu.
Right.
Some Army soldiers at Fort Dix got it. And they were like, oh, my God. And they injected like 40-something million Americans. You know, the president, the emergency vaccine, the same thing. They were worried. They said it would be the epidemic, like 1919, it would wipe out population. And so 43 million people rolled up their sleeves, and next thing you know, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, and people start dropping. And right. The numbers were low, 350, 400 people, and they stopped the whole program, shut it down.
Save you, Dale. I mean, the swine program was stopped because 300 people died. Right now, if you assume VAERS is accurate, you have almost 20,000 dead. I don't assume it's accurate. Harvard did a study 2 years ago and said you have to multiply by 100. The amount that are on VAERS is only consistently under 1% of the true amount of people that have died or been injured. So multiply 20,000. Right now, I think it's, like 19,000 dead. If you multiply 20,000 times 100, you come up with 2 million people dead because of the vaccine. I don't know that that's accurate, but I do think somewhere around 200,000 to 500,000 could be dead. It's a big number, and you can't give it to the military.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think we're talking about the same study. I cited it in our filing. You know, that was a guy who was hired under the Public Health Service Act. It was this, his whole thing was to tell them that they asked him how does VAERS work. And if you read that report, what's amazing about it, it's kind of funny. I've read it. When you read it, he says that, it was going well. And then all of a sudden, he started telling the FDA that, hey, VAERS is under-reporting stuff. He said, no longer got any cooperation. Nobody could talk to him.
All right, Dale Sarin, retired Marine Corps major, attorney representing clients in a lawsuit opposing the military's vaccine mandate. Dale, we wish you a lot of luck. I pray and I hope and pray, and I'm rooting for you that the military does not have to get these vaccines. These young men should not be risking their lives with a vaccine. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a little housekeeping. When you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Root, R-O-O-T, Wayne Root, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can find all my opinions at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, so get the Getter app or go to Getter.com and look for @WayneRoot. And then you can listen to my War Raw Daily podcast 7 days a week. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. Energized Health is founded by John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And their star pupil is Wayne Allen Root. I was on the program for only 88 days, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. And I was never fat a day in my life, but I had a lot of inner body fat, and I lost it. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I look great. I feel great. I've never gained a pound back. I've now been on the program for a year. Andrew Paul lost 38 pounds of inner body fat, and he's the skinniest guy I know. I mean, he's skinny as a beanpole, and yet he lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. So we all have fat inside us. And when you get rid of it, man, you're unclogged and you feel so much better. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea Jubilee are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne sent you. And tell them you're supposed to get your spouse for free. Call 888, toll-free, 444-8895, toll-free, 888-444-8895. Do it now or go to energizedhealth.com. Sign up before Christmas, and your spouse is free. Courtesy of Wayne Allen Root. Tell them War sent you. Something's going on in Austria. Austria is a country that just said that every single unvaccinated person is now locked in their home and can't go anywhere and can't go to restaurants. But there's some sort of giant conspiracy going on, and Austria plummets into political turmoil as the chancellor steps down. Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg stepping down. The former party leader, Sebastian Kurz, declared earlier in the day he's stepping down as well. These events may seem like just another day in European politics, but something strange is going on because Austria has some of the most draconian COVID vaccine mandates in the world. And Kurtz was a young firebrand chancellor who had the attention of President Trump, but allegations that he used state funds to solicit positive press reports forced him to resign temporarily so he could clear his name, prompting Schallenberg to step in for their conservative party. And shortly after Kurtz announced he's retiring from politics completely, Schallenberg announced he will step down as chancellor. Meanwhile, every citizen in Austria is expected to get vaccinated by February 1st of next year or face harsh fines. This nationwide mandate is expected to come to effect February 1st, 2022. Exemptions will only be granted to those who are unable to get vaccinated due to medical reasons. To properly coerce Austrians into taking the experimental and deadly vaccine, the government is preparing to fine people up to $4,000 for remaining unvaccinated, and the fine will increase to $8,000 for those who have already been fined twice. Once the vaccine mandate goes to effect next year, authorities will first offer people who have not taken the vaccine an appointment to get their first doses. Penalties will be placed on people who reject the offer. COVID-19 vaccines will be booster vaccines will also be made mandatory. Fully vaccinated Austrians who refuse to take the booster, $1,700 a day. We're talking dollars because we're translating it from euros. The plan is not only for people to take the first shot, but then they really make it to full immunization. The timing is too conspicuous to be a coincidence. Kurtz gets hit with charges that his party feels are easy to debunk and fully expects to reinstate him as the state leader, and he steps down, retires from politics for life. Schallenberg steps in temporarily, enacts vaccine mandates that now seem to be a roadmap being used by other European countries, and then both announce their resignation shortly afterwards. Very, very interesting, very strange. You know, to me, I'll tell you what I think's going on. They're all bribed by Big Pharma. Big Pharma just made so many billions and billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. They have all the money in the world to bribe everyone. Just as I said, China was bribing Biden. Just as I said, the Mexican drug cartels were bribing Biden and the Democrat Party. Lots of money, dirty money was coming in from Mexico in amounts under $200, so it's unreported. You never have to say who you are, how you got the money. I'm telling you, it's from drug cartels. And then Biden gets elected, and what does he do? He turns around and leaves the border open, and they make more money than they've ever made in their lives. It's all bribes. It's all bribes. And this is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a pandemic of the vaccinated. An Israeli doctor caught Omicron, Elad Mayor, 45 years old, an Israeli cardiologist who has been three times vaccinated, fully vaxxed twice, and then the booster shot. And he wound up getting Omicron. He went to a three-day convention in London and got Omicron. The only one we can figure out who got it from Israel, and he's been three times vaccinated. In the United States, so far we've proven two people got this new variant, and they're both double vaccinated. This whole thing's a giant scam. I never even got to this last report. Over 42,000 adverse reaction reports revealed in the first batch of Pfizer vax docs. We'll get to it as soon as we can. Wayne on the Root will be back with hour number three momentarily. Again, wayneroot@gmail.com is how you contact me. I love to hear from you. I get all my best ideas from all of you. And Root for America is my website. All my videos, all my commentaries. It's all at rootforamerica.com. I'm Wayne on the Root. We'll see you in a sec.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.